Hey everyone, welcome to the Habitcast. We are kicking off this third season of the Habitcast with our very first episode here, featuring our good friend, CEO of Hooters Management Corporation, which is now HMC Hospitality Group. Yep. But it is a great time here at Habitat. Morgan, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And we're back to talk.
Welcome to Habitat. Season 3. Yeah.
Habitat, all things Habitat here at the Habitcast. So how are things going?
Things are awesome. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up this week and this month, actually. So this is definitely going to be a busy time for us. CEO build, 800th home, Valspar, you name it, we're doing it.
A lot of it's a crazy time of the year, I think, for everyone, right? Typically spring break time. Yep. So you got spring training going on in our area. St. Pete Grand Prix just took place. We got tons of stuff going on. The Valspar Championship, as you mentioned, is a great partner of Habitat's, and we're really excited about the Valspar Championship and all the great things they do, not only for Habitat, but community. 70 or 80 other nonprofits throughout the community. I think a lot of people don't realize that that event gets put on with the purpose of providing funds to charities in our local community. And so, and we are a recipient of one of some of those funds that have helped us to build, I think, nine homes now.
Yep, we're at nine homes.
Nine homes through the Valspar Championship. So they've been a phenomenal partner. Can't wait. Darius Rucker is going to be on stage on Saturday night. It's going to be a fun event. We're, I say we because you and I are both part of the Copperhead group that helps plan the event and put it on. There's about 120 of Copperheads throughout the Tampa Bay region that are involved. And in addition to Darius Rucker on Saturday night and an amazing field of golfers, Thursday they're honoring Ronde Barber.
So awesome. Who
just recently was announced for the NFL Football Hall of Fame. So we have a special gift, special surprise for
Very excited.
Can't wait. Going to get some photos of that. So anyway, what else is going on?
So it's also National Women in Construction Month. So over the next few weeks, you'll be seeing some highlights of our staff. We actually just released this past week an I Am Habitat video of our Chief Construction Officer, Gabby Camacho, which was really cool. So it tells a little bit about her story. And why she loves her role and the impact she's made in the construction field as a woman, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you think about what we do, we're a home builder, right? And the fact that we have, you know, just an amazing group of women here at Habitat that are in the construction field, I think really kind of speaks to the work that we do. So that'll be cool to feature feature some folks. So cool stuff. What else?
So also we have our CEO build day 3 is coming up, the build day. Bet you're excited for that.
You know, our CEO build has been a phenomenal initiative, right? So we have 55 CEOs this year that are a part of it. It's the second year we've done it. We've raised over $160,000 for the build. Really, really excited. We have three amazing co-chairs that are a part of it. So we have Bill Brand, who is the CEO of Rue 21, used to be the president of HSN. He's also the on the board of directors for Habitat for Humanity International.
The whole reason we're here is for Alex and Christina and many other families like them. Everyone deserves a decent place to live. And when you meet them and you hear their story, you know, working in retail, working at a restaurant, raising three kids, living with their mother, it just warms your heart to know that in a few months, they're going to be in a brand new house that they've built and that we've helped them with. There's no divisiveness when it comes to making sure that every one of our neighbors has shelter. This is just basic, basic human rights. And hopefully everyone can take it back to whether it's to their families, to their work, to their neighborhoods and share what they did and the power that each one of us can do a little bit more.
Our second co-chair is Mindy Grossman, and Mindy is the former CEO of HSN here locally, which is obviously a national company, and she also was the CEO of Weight Watchers. She's doing some consulting work now is moving back to St. Petersburg, which we're excited about, but she's been, just like Bill, been involved with our organization for almost 10 years, and we're extremely thankful for her support.
It is so important that as CEOs, we showcase our commitment to purpose. It's important for culture, it's important for society, and it's important for us as leaders. And if we want to continue to have impact, we have to show up. It is critical. And I believe that healthy living is a human right. And a big part of that is a safe home, a home that's your own, a home that you can call your own, a home you can live your life in. And it's more important now than ever.
And last but not least is Ryan Ross.
Yes.
I love having Ryan involved with our CEO build because Ryan was on our board here locally. Mm-hmm. So he was on our board of directors a number of years ago when he was the executive vice president at HSN.
Mm-hmm.
And then went off to a job, Rejuvenation Brands, mm-hmm. Out in California. And recently took the role as president of Neiman Marcus.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. Mm-hmm. And so he's agreed to be a part of our CEO build as well.
Me coming on board to Neiman 6 months ago and talking about Habitat has actually galvanized all of Neiman's now to support Habitat. And so it's really about bringing that voice. It's personally a passion for me. It's, you know, this is a really important organization that I personally support. And bringing that back to my team and letting them understand that I want them to do the same thing. I want them to bring back things to us, to the Neiman's community, that we can also take part in. The mission of Habitat really supports creating a stable life for people within the community, and it's something that we strive to do for everyone.
I think one of my favorite parts about those three honorary chairs is that there's been such a great relationship that's been built over 10 plus years, I think you had mentioned, mm-hmm. them having all worked together at HSN and then getting involved with Habitat locally and now being in this place now with 55 CEOs locally is very impressive.
Well, and they can use their platform to kind of help spread the awareness of affordable housing,
mm-hmm.
And the need.
Yep.
They're all seeing it within their companies.
Right.
And I think that that's what, you know, our CEO build is all about, bringing together leaders from throughout the community to really express how important it is that we are all addressing the affordable housing mm-hmm. crisis. So, which is not, you know, getting any easier.
Right.
Right. So exciting. We got 55 folks that are involved. We've had a couple build days. You know, the house is moving along mm-hmm. very, very well. And the family will be moving in probably within the next, I would say, 2 months.
Yeah. So, very exciting.
Exciting stuff. So along the lines of the CEO build, mm-hmm. one of our other participants is Neil Kiefer.
Yeah.
Neil is the CEO of Hooters, the original Hooters, which was started here in our community, which a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah.
The original is right there on Gulf to Bay. Neil's the CEO of the company. They still operate 24 stores, mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, Chicago. They recently took back, I believe, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a great partner, you know, in our community. They support, you know, we were talking about Valspar supporting yeah. a lot of charities. Hooters, same thing.
Right.
Whether they're nonprofits and organizations like a Habitat, Little Leagues, and, you know, the various organizations from throughout our community, mm-hmm. they support a lot.
Yeah.
And so they have now built, I believe, 8 homes with us.
I think so, yeah.
And Neil's also on our CEO build. So I had the opportunity to recently sit down with him
mm-hmm.
at the original Hooters.
Right.
At Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, at headquarters there. And we talked a little bit about his involvement with Habitat
right.
as well as just kind of the idea behind HMC and what they try to do in the community.
Awesome.
We can't thank you enough for continuing to partner with Habitat. I think there's a little bit of a misnomer out there about how much you guys actually do for the community. Mm-hmm. I think Hooters really kind of leads the way when it comes to engagement with organizations and schools and Little Leagues and all that kind of stuff. So can you maybe talk a little bit about y'all's philosophy about giving back and being engaged in the community?
Sure. First, I'd have to thank you for giving us the opportunity. I really mean that, because we were aware of Habitat, but didn't know about all the details of it. So it's been really wonderful. We've completed our 7th house, as you know. When our founders started this thing 40 years ago, okay, we were all younger then, but they really started right off the bat. I think my son's Little League team was one of the first sponsorships, and he's 43 years old now, or older than that. So it was getting involved in the community, giving something back. Our employees were part of the community, so why not be part of it? For years, we've been fantastic at marketing, cutting edge,
yeah.
but we've never been good at public relations. So we don't go out and tell the world what we do.
Sure.
All the charities that we're involved in, and there are numerous. And we also encourage our employees to bring new charities that we may not even be aware of. We're part of these communities, always have been, always will be, and we figured the best way to do it is get involved and entrenched by giving with them either of our time or our monies or whatever to do it. So Habitat is no different than that.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that, and mm-hmm. I know there's plenty of organizations in our community that appreciate that support as well. Mm-hmm. So what's that like for when you all have an employee that comes to you and says, mm-hmm. hey, this is an important organization to me. Mm-hmm. Will you guys consider supporting this? I mean, you obviously have created a culture where folks feel...
Oh, yeah. We hope we have, and I think we have, because, you know, it's getting to the stage with a lot of us getting older, okay? We all start out by serving on boards and being involved, but now we're passing the torch, and we wanted the next generation and the generation after that to get more involved. So when they come to not even at my level, it doesn't even get to, okay? Yeah. They come with an idea to charity they're involved in. We listen, and we generally get involved in it. It could be with stranded puppy dogs. I mean, it could be anything. But
everybody loves puppies.
Exactly. And if our employees are involved, want to be involved in it, then we certainly generally will do it. Yeah. At least look at it closely. But 9 times out of 10, we do it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So you've been out on a Habitat site, right?
Yes.
You've worked with us a little bit. Yeah. What's that experience like coming out swinging a hammer?
Well, I didn't swing a hammer. I hung trusses in the first three, but now I'm not allowed to hang trusses anymore. Yeah.
That's not because of you. It's more because of insurance
regulations. Oh, I get it. Me swinging a hammer is not going to happen. I can handle a paintbrush maybe, something like that, or some cleanup. I am not adept at anything with construction. If it was destruction, if you were demolishing something, I could be good at it. Yeah. But I think it's great to get out there and do it, work with our employees. And I haven't done the last couple, but I'm doing the CEO build coming up here real shortly. But it's... It gets you back to why we're doing these things.
So we've had Hooters employees that have gone through the Habitat program before mm-hmm. and have become Habitat homeowners. What, when you hear stories like that, as the leader of the company, mm-hmm. you know, what is that, what comes to mind?
Oh, it's just great. Getting people started in housing. I mean, that's generally for most people the most significant asset you would own. I think I was 30 years old before I got my first house.
Yeah.
So to help people get in at even a younger age or at any age, it's getting them in the marketplace and allowing them to build some asset that they're on instead of just paying rent to some landlord in another state. Yeah. You know, it's very rewarding, and to see how they react to whether they're our employees or not is just so gratifying.
There's no secret we're in an affordable housing crisis, right? Mm-hmm. It's all over the news. It's a lot of what our elected local officials are talking about. Mm-hmm. What have you all seen from an employee base here? I mean, you employ somewhere around 1,500 employees across mm-hmm. Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
You know, how has that impacted your employee base?
Our workforce is generally pretty young, okay, mm-hmm. although not totally. It certainly made Pinellas County and Hillsborough County a more difficult place to get in and live. Yeah. You can see the abundance of apartments. Every time I turn around, they're building a new apartment complex.
Yeah.
Well, they're expensive too. Yeah. I mean, it's much better to own something, but then the real estate prices have gone up. So it's made our job more difficult of getting good people to stay here to work. We obviously, there's been wage inflation. We've had to pay people more, quite a bit more, and that gets passed on to consumers too, to some extent. So.
Sure.
It's been a difficult economic time, particularly coming out of COVID, but knock on wood, we're still doing pretty well.
So yeah. That's good. Are you finding it harder to recruit employees in because of inflation and cost of living?
No, I don't know that it's harder to recruit. I would say we don't have an abundance of job seekers. I think with COVID, people learned how to make money in other ways,
sure.
whether it's through the internet or doing something else. So the hospitality industry in general has had a declination of number of prospects, people who want to work in it. Because you got to work a lot of nights in the hospitality business too. So I think it's just been tough at everybody in the industry, but we're holding our own in that. I mean, we're fully staffed and always looking. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So you guys recently went through a rebrand, mm-hmm. right? From mm-hmm. Hooters Management to HMC.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about that and kind of the idea behind the rebrand.
Yeah, after 40 years, you know, and 20 years ago, we sold the rights to expansion and we kept certain territories, Chicago, Manhattan, New York, Tampa Bay area. And then we just picked up Clark County, Nevada, which is Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We're continuing to build Hooters stores, some in this area, some in Nevada and some in Chicago. But we decided to diversify a little bit more and get in some other things. We've built a very good infrastructure here of people looking to advance their careers and grow. Well, we have limited territories and we can build Hooters and Hoots. So we're looking at other people that have started another brand,
yeah.
that don't know how to get it to the next level. They have one or two units that are doing pretty well. So we're trying to get some partnerships and joint ventures. And we're about to ink a couple, I believe. And so the name change just reflected more of us becoming more of a full service hospitality group with various brands in it. That's the goal.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So the future of Hooters in our community will be one that you guys will continue to grow.
Oh, absolutely. Well. Yeah. I just looked at a deal this morning in Pasco County. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, Pasco County is growing. I mean, that's part of our service area at Habitat. And, the amount of people that have moved to Pasco, it's kind of almost a suburb of Tampa and Pinellas now.
I think it is. I think it's a bedroom community. The real estate was a little cheaper up there.
Yeah.
But it, you know, there's over 500,000 people close to it in Pasco County now. And 20 years ago, there was maybe 200,000.
Yeah.
So it's, and you we all read the number of people moving to Florida every day. So what a great place to live that we're in. I mean, some of us have been here a long time. Whine a little bit, it's too crowded, the traffic's too bad. But nevertheless, it's a great place to live, and I'm happy to see it.
Well, we appreciate the continued support of HMC and all of our great friends at Hooters for everything that you do for Habitat. We look forward to building on that eighth house.
Bring it on.
Sometime in 2024. But that's been so great to see all of the employees come out and work on the houses with us each year. I know you guys get close to the families who then in turn, I see that they're at Hooters eating all the time and you all become very close with them, which has been a really, really unique partnership in that way.
Yeah, it is. I think I'm sort of a Facebook voyeur. I have a Facebook with my wife. I'm the added party on it. But I see that we have several friends from Louisville House. So it's gratifying.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate the continued support and we'll keep doing it.
Happy to do it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, just spending some time with Neil. They're just such great people at
awesome
Hooters.
Partners.
We can't thank them enough for everything they do. They have an amazing team there.
Yep.
You know, all the folks we get to work with, Leslie, who coordinates the build days for Hooters when they come out and work on our site. You know, Denise and Leah. I mean, it's such a great team there. So, and we're fortunate to have Neil, you know, participate on the CEO build.
Yeah.
So, he's going to be out with us on our third day. Mm-hmm. We get some good photos of him working hard.
I think we're doing some exterior paint.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be a fun one.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, what you know, how are we wrapping up here today, Morgan? What a great day.
So we've got so much coming up, like we said earlier in the episode. We have our gala at the end of the month.
Yeah. Sold out.
Sold out gala. We also have our
500 of my closest friends.
Closest friends and family. Love that. We also have our 800th home coming up on March 24th. So that's a huge milestone for us and for the Habitat Network in general. So we're so excited to be partnering with Brianna Clayton and her daughter, Paisley.
Yeah, let's put that up on the screen. So March 24th.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. You want to get out there a little early. When we did the 700th home dedication a year and a half ago, we had a couple hundred people out there. Parking was tight. Mm-hmm. We know parking here is going to be really tight.
Right.
So you want to get out there a little bit early, but it's going to be the place to be. It's going to be a great celebration. We have some awesome surprises planned. And I can't wait to just celebrate with Brianna and our community.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we've been able to reach this milestone is huge.
Very
and
impressive.
We have, I want to say 120 people, businesses, foundations, organizations that have all contributed $800 towards the build to raise the dollars we needed for it. We also have Martin Grammatica. His company has provided the walls for the home. And then we have Solar Bear, which has provided the roof and solar panels. So the house will actually have solar, which is great.
So awesome.
So awesome, awesome time. So March 24th, 10 a.m. in Leelman, right off of 275 and 54th Avenue North. The place to be on the 24th of March.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
We want to thank our partners who constantly push out the Habitcast. Okay. Our friends at St. Pete Catalyst for continuously making the podcast available.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our friends at Radio St. Pete and 96.7 Sunshine Radio.
Sunshine Radio.
So we want to thank our folks at all three of those for continuously pushing out the Habitcast. You can find all previous Habitcast episodes on our website at habitatpwp.org or where all your favorite podcasts can be found. So thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you next time on the Habitcast.